I greet General Overseer and his wife. Amen. Mama Fundish. Praise the Lord. And I greet the leaders in this ministry and each one of us, the newcomers, or the, maybe for the first time that you are coming here, we welcome you. Hallelujah. Amen. Today, the 30th of Mama Sik. Is this? God will meet all your needs. God will meet all your needs. When you read the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 19, my favorite scripture. Amen. God will meet you at the point that you don't know. God will meet you at the point you yourself you don't know. And I love this song. He said, God knows your knees. He knows your knees. And he understands you just how. And you break it into pieces. But I don't know how and I don't know when, but he will do it. That is my belief. I don't know how and I don't know when, but he will do it. I like the word my God, not somebody God. Not anyone else God. My God means I serve Supreme God. I know the God that I am serving. You must know the God that you are serving him. Some people worship chariots. Some people worship mountains, rivers. But you and I, we serve God of Almighty. Some people put their trust and their hope and their confidence in stones. But thank be to God of Almighty. He has given us victory in Christ Jesus. I like this word. Every time you enter this auditorium, read this one before you leave here. Victory in Christ Jesus. And I thank God from 3 months ahead of us, this journey is a victory journey. As our Papa said, hallelujah. My God that I am serving, he will supply. Hallelujah. But my God shall supply all my needs, not some needs. All my needs. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. According to his riches in victory by Christ. When you mention Jesus, mention with boldness. Because there is a power. That's why I love the name Jesus. There is no other name on this earth under the earth that will compel the name of our Lord Jesus. The name of our Lord Jesus is a strong power. Listen, and the righteous run. Thank God when the problems come, you run into the temple of God. As long as you enter here, your problem has already solved. Because the Lord gave us the promises. Said now, the name of our Lord Jesus is a strong power. Unshakable power. Rock of ages. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches. He says, silver and gold is mine. powers belongs to him. All powers belongs to him. Today I was reading the book of 2 Samuel chapter number 17 verse number 14. My brother, try to put that word a flash for me right now. Let me see something there. I like that word because God is so powerful. I like that word. I use that word to across. 2 Samuel chapter number 17 verse 14. Okay. Absalom and all the men of Israel said, the device of Hushai the Archite is better than that of Ahithophel. For the Lord has determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring disaster to Absalom. Ahithophel counsel is accurate. There's no one beat him in advice. But that point, that particular time, hallelujah, give the Lord a mighty clap, offering. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Serve God with sincere heart. One prayer, David, he stood up and prayed one prayer, not much. So Lord, let the counsel of Ahithophel will turn into foolishness. And when you come to this place, it's already done. Amen. For the Lord has determined to frustrate the good advice of Ahithophel in order to bring. God want to kill this brother Absalom because of the spirit of stubbornness. I tell you, my God shall supply all your needs. David has a need. He went to God in prayers. So Lord, this battle, not my own strength. Take control and take dominion. Amen and amen. Amen. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches, according to his power, according to his divine authority, according to his divine wisdom. Hallelujah. My God shall supply. Okay, let's go for the main topic, the book of Mark chapter 16 verse number 1. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of the James, and the Salome bought spices so that they might go to the anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after the sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb and they asked each other. Take note of that. They asked each other, who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? This is a word. Who will roll away the stone from us? Because that stone was so large. Nobody is not easy. Anything beyond your control, lift into the hands of God. Take it into the hands and say, Lord, this burden is beyond my control. It's beyond my capacity. It's beyond my understanding. Come in and away. Who roll away the stone from the entrance for us? They thought about it. But when they look up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, has been rolled away. Give the Lord a mighty clap. Who rolled it away? Who rolled it away? God. They were thinking about something, but God himself is already gone. They were thinking, who is going to roll away because the stone is so big? Because of that, it became a burden for them. Challenges that you are facing, any problem that you are going through, yes, you are a human being. At times, you can say this word, who can set me free from oppressed and depressed? Who can carry my burden away for me? Who can pay my school fees? Who can do this and that for me? The moment you started to thinking about this, when you pray to God, Jehovah himself, it's already done it. As the force and chief of say, and son now becomes of your mono. No, you are dear, decay you away from him. Hallelujah. Before you can enter into the patient, the God that you are serving is already. Give the Lord a mighty clap of faith. Hallelujah. They were freaking about who or who is going to rule, because they were prepared themselves to go to anoint the death or the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. They bought their spices, their perfume, their everything. But they were thinking about the one who is going to roll away the stone for them. Hallelujah. Amen. When they were thinking about Jesus, that's why the Biami can say, Adrienpa, Ewe Nipasu. Adrienpa, Ewe Nipasu. Amen. If you have a good thought, that good thought will watch over your life. Amen. The Lord Jesus. I remember Mary Magdalene. She was the greatest woman in the Bible. The time he came to Jesus and accepted Jesus Christ as her personal savior, from day one, that woman never backslid. She still loved Jesus, supported Jesus, provided, carried, and everything. She was the first woman enter into the tomb when Jesus was resurrected. That's for women in this ministry. Arise and shine. Please, don't use your mouth, arise and shine, and you're sitting down watching for somebody who come to do it for us. Arise and shine, make a step, and do something about it. Because they bought something. They were thinking how and the ways of means they can remove the stone. But the moment they tried to think about all these things, Jesus said, now, I am the supplier. I command the angels. When you read down a little bit, when you go down, he said that. But when they look up, they saw that the stone, which was very large. Now, you are here, you carry a big problem. But let me tell you, Jesus will lift his mighty hands like this. At a time, he will remove all the burden away. Amen. All the problem that you are facing, it is, you think that it's beyond your control. One time, Jesus, before you enter there, he himself is already solved it. away the stone for the entrance of the tomb for us. Because of our time. Okay, well, let me say this like that. Now, Bible say that. Okay, the book of John, Revelation, chapter 5. God bless. Powerful. Revelation. Chapter 4, verse number. Each of the four living creatures has six wings and was covered with eyes all around. When under his wings, day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." Whenever the living creatures give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sit on the throne and who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sit on the throne and worship him who live forever and ever. They lay their crown before the throne and say, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, verse number 8. Okay, verses, chapter 5, verse number 6. "Then I saw a lamb looking as if it has been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He has seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and stood and took the scroll from the right hands of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb. Each one had a sharp, and they were holding golden bow full of incense, which are the prayer of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take a scroll and to open the seal." Who open it sealed? Okay? "Because you were slain, and with your blood you have purchased men for good from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and the priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I look and hear the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000s times 10,000. They encircle the throne and the living creature and the elders. In a loud voice they say, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory to praise.'" Hallelujah. God is great too. He's worthy. To receive praise. To receive honor. To receive wisdom. To receive everything. So if you need wisdom, if you ask God, "Son, I need wisdom to solve this problem," he will give it to you, because he's the supplier. Amen. If you need wealth, say, "Lord, I need wealth." Confirm your word in the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19. The moment you quoted the book of Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, it says, "I am here to solve it for you." Praise the Lord. So who is going to roll the stone away for us. When you ask the Kennedy, he can tell you. Last week, we suffered a lot. The moment we started to thought about the one who going to pray this thing for us, the Lord say, don't worry yourself. I've already done it because I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am bigger than your thinking. I am bigger than your problem. I am bigger than your situation. I am here, but you don't see me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I see you, but you don't see me. We were thinking about who is going to play the organ for us. Yesterday night we made a call. This is and this is and this is. God is sitting on his divine, powerful throne, the throne of grace. He's watching. He said, look at my people. Look at the way they're struggling themselves. Look at the way they do their things. I, Jehovah, supply you. Hallelujah. And this brother also be so serious about it as my brother. Hallelujah. Who is going to roll away the stone for us? Sunday morning. We don't know how and we don't know when. By supply. Give the Lord a mighty clap of it. Let's be on our feet and open our mouth and give thanks unto the Lord in the name of Jesus for his goodness, for his kindness, his faithfulness, ever sure, ever sure with him. Yeah.